Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Martin, are you ready?
I'm ready. Welcome back. Si, you got something in your crawl you want to get out
well,
today.
Well, so. This is going to be the educational podcast.
Oh, boy.
Did you watch it? I want to talk about education. I just finished reading Dr. Warren's book. Okay, I've got give him a review of his book. Is that what that's called?
Are you about to?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dr. Warren?
I got to write it up.
Oh.
Yes. I'm going to be a critic and give him a criticism.
Are they going to put you on the back of it?
Well, I don't know. He may put it, may not.
Did it have a lot of pictures in it?
No.
Oh.
But it is a, I guess the term I'm looking for is, it is a must read. Okay, because you got to think about this, okay? This is a neurosurgeon, okay? And the book is about his life, his suffering, his patient's life, their suffering. Okay, so it's really a book with a lot of wisdom, knowledge, and experiences all rolled into one. And there is, he covers it all, okay? His family is very... What's the word I'm looking for? Intimate. Okay. Nothing is hidden. Everything is laid out on the table. All his failures, all his doubts, all of it. And his patience. You know, so it's a really good must read.
What's the name of the book?
Hope is the First Dose. He had written one before that. I've seen The Last of You. Okay. It's the same caliber of book. Okay. Because I cried during I've seen The Last of You about 20 times. Okay. I had to stop reading because I couldn't see because of, crocodile tears. Well, this one here about 10 times.
Oh, so this book isn't out yet?
No, it's. Oh. I think I'm right when I say that he's still tweaking it, okay, and finishing up.
So you just got the early edition.
Oh no, I've got his original manuscript. Okay, he sent it to me.
So I get to be on that back cover
because I've read it.
Must read,
Si Roberts.
and I couldn't put it down.
Really?
Okay, because like I said, this man and his wife and his children. Okay. Share their most intimate secrets, okay, their doubts, their failures, their highs, their lows, okay, and his patience. Okay, so it's a big treasure chest of wisdom and knowledge about life. What can be thrown at you, how to handle it, what not to do, what to do.
So it's kind of like your book.
Well, in a way, but this is more. This is more earth shattering. Okay, because this is about life and death situations. Okay, and he uses one term in there, TMT, the massive thing, is coming for you. Okay, and that could be take any form. That could be, hey, you go to the doctor and he tells you, hey, you're ate up with stage 4 cancer. That would be your the massive thing. My life so far was when I had a heart attack and had open heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I did not handle it well.
You've had actually two big things.
What's that? What's the other one?
The COVID.
Oh, well, that too.
That one almost
killed
you.
Yeah, that almost got me.
And then the other day, that big redfish almost killed you.
Well, hey, that'd have been a good way to go out there. A 40-pound redfish would have been a pretty good way to go out.
Well, he scared me there for a second because
yeah, y'all were in Venice.
Oh yeah, we made us a nice little run to Venice, Louisiana to see our good buddy Captain Josh.
What was the date on that? Because I had the implant surgery for my lungs on the 7th.
It was 7 days after that.
Okay,
so
7 days later, I'm fighting a 40-pound redfish that is running out. Yo, he's making mad. A real sing running out line on me.
Well, you know what you didn't do?
What?
Bring me that chicken.
Well, hey, I ain't worried about the chicken. I was worried about the 50-pound, 40-pound redfish.
Mm. So you caught him?
Oh, yeah, we caught him.
Yeah.
We?
No. It was five of us. We caught about 25.
But one almost got you?
Huh? Oh, the one I caught was the biggest one, 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, the way it happened, me and Si go to Venice every year to teal hunt
and fish. Redfish.
And the doctor said, wait 45 days before you do anything. So I called Si and said, look, I'm just going to take one of my other friends down to Venice. He said, No. He said, I'm coming. So we loaded up, went down there, whacked the teal that morning. Got in the boat, and it was hot and muggy. I'll tell you that. It was really hot and muggy. So we made it out to the beach, and there was a school of 1,000 redfish surrounding the
under
boat.
Under the boats.
Big bull reds. Of course, they're not good to eat, so don't ever keep a bull red.
Oh, but they're fun to fight.
But they will wear you out. So it's hot and muggy. Si throws out there, hooks into one. He fought him about, a minute and a half?
No, but it was about 7.5 minutes. And then I'm over there, and I said, some take it. I've had him take it, you know, the guy. So he just takes the rod and reel, and he said, hey, look, I'm just going to hold him, let him run around. You got to reel him in.
Yeah.
So I sit down for about 10 minutes and put on the oxygen, you know, and I said, all right, bring him over here. Let me bring this sucker in. So then I got him, you know, they filmed me reeling him in, and he's about. That long.
About the table size.
Yeah, we got the whole trip documented, you know, so it's awesome. On our YouTube.
But channel. It was wild because we caught about, it was five of us on two boats. And at one time, we had five hooked up. We're running under each other and running to the back of the boat because the redfish are just going crazy. And then he's got the drone up and our boats are pretty close together. And Josh, the captain, is telling me, hey, drop it right off the side of the boat. They're right here under us. Yo, and it's now set the hook. You know, so it was wild. It was the most epic fishing trip I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, the wind was not blowing at all, Martin.
Just
it was
glass.
It was dead calm. Yeah,
that makes glass. It hot.
Oh no, and it was hot.
It was hot. And when Si got done with that redfish, he leaned up against that center console and he turned as white as that cup.
There you go.
Well, I had a workout.
He didn't say nothing for about 15 minutes.
Well, then all I heard was, hey, here's another one on. Take really me in.
Nope.
No.
Did you?
Like a stupid idiot, I grabbed him and reeled him in.
That's your own fault. you knew what he was going to do.
I ain't too bright.
Well,
and this is 7 days post.
Oh, yeah.
Seven days.
Having I can't even think of
valves.
Suffric valves put in my lungs.
You okay, strong.
Which has helped me immensely, okay, with my breathing.
So you go back today and fish again.
Oh, yeah. I ain't quite no trip to Venice. That's my favorite spot on this planet Earth is where the Mississippi River runs into the Gulf of Mexico.
That is a cool place.
Oh, no. It's just, you know, the wildlife there is just, you know, it ain't no telling what you're going to see. You know, you motor for an hour and a half, and then you go around the marsh, and here's a stupid Brammer bull out in the marsh.
How'd he get there?
Hey, he waited. It ain't no telling what you're going to run up on. Porpoises running through, yawning. You throw out there, and if you put a live bait on, throw it out there and then drag in a big crab. It ain't no telling what you're going to get into when you go to the market.
That is true.
Alligators eating your teal that you're shooting.
Boy, you ought to do a documentary down there.
Oh, no. It's beautiful. Because, look, we hunted teal to 8:15, which if we'd have hunted till 9, we'd have had full limits. But we didn't kill but 11 of them because it wasn't a whole bunch down there.
How'd you shoot?
Good. But the next day is when the teal came. We didn't go. We just went. We went teal hunting Thursday morning. Left the boat, left the marsh for the teal at 8:15. Run for an hour and a half in Josh's boat, and then start catching these giant redfish. For the rest of the day.
Got into a few triple tail too.
Plus,
it's fun.
Did you catch you one there?
Nope.
That's too
slow. And all they done is they was motoring, and here's a piece of cane. That's all it is. One piece of cane. And they looked, said, yeah, there's some fish on it. Threw in there, called three tipper trail. And what they look like is a big giant white perch. They're pretty and they are delicious. Mm-hmm. They're real high on the food table.
Oh, yeah.
On the table, dude.
Did you bring any of that back with you?
Nope. We ate that. They grilled it. Stone grilled it.
Martin.
And it was fine too. He come in there and told me, hey, taste this.
I guess I'll go get me a can of Starkist or something.
Well, hey, look, really
Goblin done made off with all my Vianners. They gone.
Goblin hit them hard.
Every time I see him, he got a Vianna in his hand.
Yeah.
It's a good smack.
it's
a good smack.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, I didn't even get to ask my big question. What's the best way to learn?
Doing.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And then how many different ways is there to learn?
There's a bunch, but to me the best way is to learn by doing.
Mm-hmm. Doing.
You do it, you can figure it out.
Trial and error.
And not only that, if you do it, you can remember it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about
repetition.
Much. Yeah. Repetition. Yeah. But, I was one of them in school. I could read. I could memorize whatever you wanted out of a textbook. That wasn't no problem.
Well, that's like Phil. Phil's got a photostatic memory.
A photostatic?
Whatever. Well, whatever he reads, it's up there.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I was. I could listen in class, and I was fine until I got to college. Then they started asking you a little more comprehensive questions where you had to really understand the full picture of things. So I actually had to study once I got to college. High school, never studied nothing.
I have problems with progression.
Progression?
Yeah, I can't, I can read something, but I can't put it together and then go to the,
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I mean, there's 100 different ways to learn. Because, my biggest struggle in school was organic chemistry because you had to use your mind to visualize these things flipping and turning. I ain't got that kind of that ain't how my mind works.
Maybe that's what's wrong. I don't have much of a mind.
I'm nuts and bolts. I can't flip, turn, shake, move, none of that.
So. I'm more of an emotional.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of because I never could progress.
Do you regress?
I read good, but in comprehension, but I just when it goes, step one, step two, like algebra. I never learned the rules. Algebra's got what? Laws, I guess you would call them.
There's a few of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never did learn them because then I couldn't do it.
So do you know order of operations?
No.
Parentheses, exponents.
Multiplication, division, addition.
Well, I can do the four maths, but my father told me, because dad would look at a algebra equation, you could give him one a mile long, and he'd just tell you the answer off the top of his head. But he couldn't work it out in algebraic form. Because I'd turn my homework in, and the teacher would give me a big fat F. And I said, wait a minute, is that the correct answer? She'd say, yes. And I said, well, what did you give me an F for?
Show your work.
She said, well, you can't work it out in algebraic form. And I said, wait a minute. What do you care? Is the answer correct?
How do you
That's
care?
Just like, hey, if I owe you $40 and I give you $40, we're square. You know?
Unless
and you're telling me no, we're not, because, hey, you didn't know how to work it out.
So you're saying you had a problem following instructions?
Well, that may have been one
is
of
that,
them.
Is that?
Yeah, that may have been one of them, too.
Is that where the real rub lied, was following instructions?
Well, hey, no, that was, you know, because you never know. Okay, here's an example of one of the things in the book. A death certificate. You've got the cause of death that you have to fill out. Okay, then you got the mechanism of death.
What's the difference?
Huh? Like when I like to die with my heart attack. Okay.
What would your cause of death have been?
The cause of death would have been, okay, clogged artery, which led to, okay, the heart cannot pump enough oxygen to the brain, so the brain dies. You know? The heart cannot pump enough oxygen to the lungs, so hey, I literally choked to death without oxygen.
So that would have been the mechanism?
Death, yeah. The cause of death, okay, was actually a clogged artery. But the mechanism was, hey, he choked to death.
Asphyxiation.
Lacks of oxygen.
There you go. Hey, I didn't know. I ain't really ever surveyed one of them yet.
That was in the book.
Being educated.
Yeah.
That's why I said it was life and death experiences, okay, which is, you know,
educational.
Oh, no. This is a must-read book because it tells you, okay, when you think about it, okay, the boogeyman is coming to get you. It's my term for it, okay?
Well, it's coming for all of us.
Well, no, I'm serious.
So if
okay,
if,
and you don't know what, okay, what form this is going to take.
All right. So in the case of that redfish, if you'd have died from that fighting that redfish,
well, hey,
the
would have been my own fault.
Cause of death would have
been ignorance.
No, you knew.
Well, yeah.
You knew you weren't supposed to do that.
Because Doc said, hey, take it easy for a few days.
And the mechanism would have been a 40-pound redfish.
Yeah. The mechanism would have been, 40-pound red.
Yeah.
I bet you'd have been the first one.
Well, hey, you know.
I'm
not very good at following instructions.
Again.
Okay.
It all comes back to instructions.
Okay. Well, no. Well, you know, because maybe that's the reason I can't progress, okay? Well,
I would suspect that's got a little bit to do with it.
You won't follow instructions, dummy.
Yeah. So you go buy something at a store, you got to put it together. That little instruction sheet, you just throw that to the side.
Well, no, because, hey, look at the you might have to have a PhD to put some of this junk we buy together. Why don't it just come pre-assembled?
You can get it that way for a fee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am happy to pay most of the time.
Well, I was going to say, that's the easy way.
Yeah.
Hey, put this stupid thing together and bring it to the house.
That's exactly right. I like that. That's a good model right there.
Yeah.
Because what I would charge an hour to do it, I pay way less than that. So
you building all sorts of
stuff.
Well,
that's
right
easy.
Now. Oh, yeah. But that's, you know what? Before this
model. Well, that's a form of learning.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's like plumbing.
Yeah.
Okay. I do not do any plumbing or any electrical work. I'm not a, hey, babe, fix this. I'm not a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell, hey, call the plumber stupid.
Yeah.
Who are you calling stupid?
Well, I'm just saying.
I can dabble with plumbing. I don't fool
with
electricity.
Oh, no.
I don't fool with electricity.
Hey, if I fool with any kind of plumbing.
Flood.
Then I'm going to have to pay the plumber double because I've done screwed up. Four times more than I can fix.
Hey, water flows downhill.
Well, I'm just saying,
simple.
Hey.
That's true.
That electricity, though,
hey,
he go anywhere he want to go.
You can't see it, and it'll bite you.
Yeah.
So don't fool with it.
Path of least resistance. That's a bad deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, electricity, I don't mess with him.
I've had too many altercations with it already.
Have you been electrocuted?
No, but I've been swung around on one of them little chains that you click the light on and off with.
You held on to it?
Oh, yeah, I held on to it. And it was above the sink, and the sink was wet.
When
I clicked it, we got a connection.
And the crazy thing is that thing held him up.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the only thing that saved me. If my weight finally clicked it off. Because it was just, I was just,
All
right. I'm serious.
For real?
For real.
Where was this?
It's in the house.
Your house?
I when I was growing up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'd reached up to click it, the line on, and oh, yeah.
Let you
up. No, I was grounded good.
Who did the wiring in y'all's house?
Huh?
Who did the wiring?
Hey, who knows?
Shade tree electric.
Daddy may have done some of it. Hey.
I've been bit a couple of times.
He was a
fixer
up man. You know?
It ain't no fun.
I don't fix nothing.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying.
Which is amazing because you tear so much up. You know how to fix it.
Well, no, hey. Look, it's the old deal about, hey, if you work with it, okay. Equipment's going to break down.
Especially if you don't maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, hey, I'm just the operator. I ain't the mechanic.
Well, their mama said that, talking about Si and Phil, they're like two young coons. Whatever they don't eat or tear up,
they crap on.
That's it.
There you go. All right, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. I still ain't real sure what we're talking about education. You just want to know how you learn?
Well, yeah. Mm. All the different ways.
Yeah. Well, hands on.
Talking about his degree that he has.
And
when we
then, you know, what is the best way to learn? You have already said it.
Yeah.
By doing.
Yeah.
But you said you were talking about your degree when we walked in, before we walked in.
Yeah. What do you have a degree in?
Hard knocks.
All right, Jay-Z.
What? I'm serious.
He's serious.
You know, I didn't go to college, so everything I learned.
Oh, you went.
You went.
Well.
You were enrolled.
A
couple days.
I guess you can call it I went. Okay. But I did not, what is the word I'm looking for?
You know. Participate?
Yeah. Progress, if you will. You did not progress after the second day.
Hey, yeah. Oh, I progressed, all right. But,
Oh, boy.
But what I was progressing for was not what I went there for.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. You know, let's just say I got sidetracked a lot of other.
So you got a 74-year degree in life. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You got distracted.
Yeah.
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 What have you?
All of mine was learned through hard knocks and experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is the best?
Get knocked down, okay, but get up, dust off it, and let's go another direction. That actually hurts.
Yeah,
that's better than a college degree. What have you? What is the one thing that you have learned?
Yeah, what's the greatest thing?
Your 74-year degree.
That life is tough,
mm-hmm.
and most of it sucks.
Welcome to the Duck Call Room. We hope you're having a great day.
And this is coming from the world's happiest man.
Well, I'm serious.
It sucks.
Well, think about it. Everything you do, just like right now, you're in the, how do I put this? You're in for a wild ride. I just read part of that book, and one of the things that's in there is the people from Wyoming have got a saying, okay? It's like riding a horse. They're going to buck. So, hey, let her buck.
Yeah. There you go. You know?
Wisdom.
So that's the way life is. Life is just like getting on a horse that has not been broken.
I will say there's a lot of truth in your statement, though, about life sucks. I mean, it's actually a lot of fun. But at the same time, none of us are immune to hardships and struggles.
That's the thing about it. It's sometimes it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, and then sometimes it's so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the problem is, as humans, we get focused on the ugly.
Well, no.
You can't see the beauty even during the ugly. That's a problem that we have.
Oh, right? No. That's a lot of the Doc's book.
Yeah.
Just what you said.
Yeah, we get stuck on focusing in the ugly.
And when you do that, it's unhealthy. Very, very unhealthy, mm-hmm. and it'll literally kill you
if
you let it go too far. That's why this book is a must read, okay, just for the general population to know, hey, there's some bad stuff out there.
Oh.
Okay, here's the alert part of it. You're not immune to it. No one is.
Mm.
That's why he said, hey, the massive thing is coming for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And it, well, that's the thing about life. Okay. Here's my best advice to anyone. Life is going to happen. What you do with it when it does happen is going to make you the man or woman that you're, that God meant you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the Bible says away what is perseverance, and then perseverance builds character, and character builds, you know,
maturity
and yeah. hope, you know,
yeah.
at the end of it, all of it. Okay.
Where you lack nothing.
Yeah. You know, it actually gives you hope.
Yeah.
And that's part of the Doc's book.
What? That's James, what, 1:2-4 yeah. or something like that, or 1-3? That's first of James. Oh, I know
but
that.
Just think about it, though.
It's one I read a lot.
If you're living without hope, that's a pretty miserable existence.
Well, no, because look, what happens to you can put you in that.
Oh, yeah.
It can put you in, he talks about darkness and light a lot. Okay. Because when you're facing death, okay, that's darkness. Okay. But God, Jesus tells us two things in John. He tells us first that, hey, you're going to have trials and tribulations and suffering on account of me. But don't sweat that. Because, hey, I came here for one reason. I came down to give you life. Not just to give you life, but to give it to you abundantly, overflowing. So that's why I was saying, hey, you've got this massive thing coming for you. Okay? No one's going to get out, walk this earth and not get scraped and scarred and marred.
Yeah, the problem humans have, though, is we compare the scrapes and scars and say, well, yours ain't as bad as what I went through.
Well, no.
That's the problem. It don't realize that all that weighs on each person the same. And it may be totally different. And from your point of view, it may be as bad as what you're going through. But to that person, it's equally as bad as what you're going through.
No. That's one of the points that he brings out in his suffering, his family's suffering. Nobody can understand. Okay, all my grief, I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the darkness. There is no light. You know, my mama had told me when I was a child, when you think you are ready to, you've reached the point that you no longer care and you're ready to die. I give up. I don't want no more of this. I'm done with it. Let me die. You know, when you're at your lowest point, you need to clear your head, look around you, and then hit your knees and praise God about how many blessings you do have. Because when you're in the pit, is what they call it, you think no one knows how you feel. Well, that's not true. No, because your pit may be different than somebody else's pit. Your massive thing is different.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't compare pits.
Yeah, but it's not a competition.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a competition. Oh, my injuries are way worse than yours.
Yeah.
No, you've got an injury and I've got an injury. Okay, we're both going to suffer from our injuries. How you handle it is going to be, you know, determining the person you are to become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I've met people that, it looked like, you know, the evil one had threw everything in his book at them, and yet they was always smiling. And then you ask yourself, how in the world do you do this? You've done been knocked down, run over, backed over, parked on, stomped on, you know, and then you've got this just ability to just overlook it and say, I'll be all right. I'm going to get through it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd finally just say, hey, when are you going to just throw up like when Job's friends were telling him? Hey, curse him. God ain't with you. Look what you're going through. Yeah. Well, all the time he was really with you. Because Jesus, that's what another thing he's told us. Hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to be with you wherever you go to the end of the ages. Yeah. But we forget that. That's why I was saying about education, okay? Because it's your perspective of something will determine how well you handle it. If all you can see is darkness and all you can see and all you can feel is pain, you're not gonna make the right decision. Because in the book, because here's one for you. The lady has a brain tumor. They operate on her, okay, and they cure her. They get it all. Well, she has pain and she has pressure. Okay, and she comes back to the doctor and says, hey, it's come back. It's growing again. I can feel it. Well, they MRI and today's technology has gone where they can, they've got fantastic x-ray machines. You know, you can actually ask the person, they're looking at a brain scan, you can ask the person different things, and you can see the blood flow changes. It goes to this part of the brain. You know, ask them another one, something sad, it goes to another part of the brain.
Yeah, it's hard to hide now.
Yeah, and it changes color. Okay, so what you think is very important to your health. So that's why the Bible says, hey, physician, heal thyself. You know, and the doctor in his book talks about that. You have to, on some of this stuff that you're going to run into, you have to do, you know, brain surgery on yourself and say, wait a minute, maybe I ought to get a biopsy and check what that growth is first. Because in the book, he has one. He's already thinking, this guy has got a tumor. It's cancerous. I've seen the last of you. Well, when he gets in, he said, well, it's so big, let me take a needle and draw some of the fluid out, okay, and shrink it so I won't have to cut such a big area. I can cut smaller. Well, when he starts getting it, taking it out in the syringe, it's the wrong color for a tumor. It's white. Mm-hmm. So he says, oh, wait a minute, this is just a pus. Okay, this is just a infection this man has in his brain. So he drains it. Now the whole thing has changed. He don't have cancer. He's not going to die. I haven't seen the last of him. I can actually cure him and treat him with antibiotics. And he goes home and has, you know, now raises his son, which his wife is curing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's pretty cool.
No. So it's really, you know, I that's why it's a must read. Okay. Don't make the wrong diagnosis on yourself. Because that woman did. She was convinced that the tumor was back when it wasn't. She was cured.
But the mind is a powerful thing.
Oh, no.
Not only can you heal yourself with your mind, you can turn a bobcat into a black panther.
He's going where no man should go, okay?
And then you'll wear the same panther on your hat.
Yeah. I just had to put my hand on his shoulder. Shots fired.
You can stand firm and say, they do exist, baby.
Yeah. They exist just like this next break does. Let's take it and get out of here.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least Si saw his Black Panther in the woods.
Mine was going from one
Johnny
woods
D
to another.
Johnny D saw his Black Panther at Dollar General.
Yeah.
No, in front of Dollar General.
Going from the dumpster back home through the cat door.
Going.
Because he had done got whatever he needed out of the dumpster.
This was not that small, sir. This thing was huge.
He was huge, boy.
Oh, you ever seen a cat around a dumpster?
Oh.
Only every other one you look at. But
a lot of cats around
dumpsters. They got mean real fast, Si.
Yeah.
Man,
hey, that's education for you.
Education.
We're trying to educate you, boy.
We're trying to educate y'all.
Hey, that's education for you, boy. Today.
Well, speaking of going to the woods, we got our youth and veterans.
Hey, coming up,
rifle season coming up. The great state of Louisiana gives our youths and veterans 1 week of early.
When is that?
Rifle season.
This weekend.
It starts Saturday and runs through Friday.
Size both of those things.
So if we have them kids, can I take them hunting?
Yeah.
Well, put a tag on them?
Hey, that's why three of us around here is fired up.
Yeah, that's right.
Me and Stone, and then BK. The
bullfrog.
You ready to get in the woods and tell me not? Can I shoot him?
She's ready.
She's getting close to not being a youth.
She's got an itchy trigger finger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Patience. Patience, my child. Yeah. Patience.
And, but her and Si are about on the same level when it comes to that.
Oh, I'm working on
that. He's getting way better.
No, no, I'm working on that. Yeah,
Si used to want to shoot everything that comes out.
Oh, no.
But now he enjoys.
Wow. That's 74 years of life degree.
That's right.
That's it, boys.
He's learned a little about.
Hard knocks. Knock him down.
No, what's really happened is the boy saw what he did last year with a rifle, and he's just scared to shoot.
No, it ain't that.
He's scared we'll get it on video.
I didn't tell you on that.
Well, he totally.
I did brain surgery that day, and hey, I guarantee you.
You removed it?
Hey, yeah. Oh, no. Oh. I was brain dead that
day. Then later on, he totally redeemed himself.
Oh, I can shoot now. Don't ever doubt that.
Never doubt it, Martin.
Oh, I've witnessed some pretty impressive shotgunning from Si over the years.
I'm going to have some fun on one hunt this year. In the process of this cleaning out, moving things around at the house, I found a gun in the back of my safe I ain't used in a while. Old Winchester 94 lever action 30-30.
That's a good
iron
gun.
Sights.
It ain't the 73?
Mm-mm. I'm going to get me a deer with an iron sight 30-30. Just like it did
it'll
in the
do
old
it.
Day. Oh, 100%.
Right, it'll do it now.
The problem ain't it. The problem will be me. So.
No. Phil had two of them. And I've got one of them that he had two of. I'm still in, and I've used it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Were the barrels rusted out on them?
Well, I don't know. I ain't looked at it in a long time. It's in the safe.
This one's still in good shape here.
But, oh, no. That one is, too.
Yeah.
The last deer I killed with it, I shot him right between the eyes. And look. Hey, look, when I went up there.
Is that where you were aiming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Look.
I had to know. I'm sorry.
Look, and then when I went up there and picked him up, it literally right here for the deer, and it cleaned. All he had was the bottom.
Okay, yep, we're good.
Bottom.
We're good. We understand.
Right.
We understand what that'll do. Yeah, that's cool.
Took his head, slam off.
He kept going.
Hey, well, hey.
I tried to stop him.
Hey, this is life.
74 years, baby.
You know, last thing that went through that deer's head? No, I'm kidding.
Size.
Hey, the last thing that went through it, I was looking, and that's all I remember.
Yeah.
Well, so I did shear one of them blue wings head off on that trip.
Oh, I've done that before.
I saw it happen.
It took me three shells, because he come in there, and he was doing the little
Yeah, that's why I asked you how you shot,
because
that part made the video, and I was looking, I was like, boy, he missed that sucker by a foot.
Well, no, because he was doing this, I missed him, and then he was about from here to you to me, and I said, boom.
I didn't miss him. That's when we shot at the same time.
I kind of thought I heard two gunshots.
Oh, now Stone's getting in on that.
Oh, I love it. Hey, that's the reason you go hunting, boy.
That's it.
The fellowship. Okay.
The problem is the camera don't lie.
Someone's going to do it. That's when I shot. It failed. I've been there before.
I got tickled at that.
If it wasn't for me when these boys go hunting. They wouldn't kill nothing.
Yeah. No, it's one of them same old deals with them boys. They always shoot their lane till they don't kill nothing. Then they were shooting at the ducks in the middle. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, cool.
They pulled that stunt on me one time and said, hey, look, we put blanks in your gun. I said, yep. Y'all just told people how good I really am. I said, when you can kill 3 for 3 with blanks, you know you can hunt, boys.
Si just scares ducks to death.
Oh, if I look at them, son, they'll fall.
It's that icy stare,
it's
baby.
That icy stare, baby.
He said he killed them with blanks.
Oh, man.
That's when you know you are really good.
Well, you know, he had that uncle that used to shoot them wood ducks with 22s.
Flying in the head.
In all headshots.
Headshot only.
That was legal back then?
No, it was illegal, but he did it and made a lot of money. Because everybody was betting that he couldn't do it, and he'd take them down to the Black Bayou and on the woody roofs and show them, hey.
He'd shoot a woody in the head with a 22?
Flying. And not only that, then make the person that bet him, after he gave me his money, swim out there and get the duck.
Uncle was hardcore. I'm normally
on the side get him, because we can't say where I hit him until you get him and bring him back to the bank. And then he'd say, where was he hit? And the guy would say, in the head.
Same safe.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Flying animal 22 bullet.
I've killed them flying before.
Just shoot them up
with a 22.
Yeah, back then, you didn't have to worry.
Mind is a powerful thing.
It is.
It's a powerful thing.
Mind is a powerful thing. It'll make you believe what you want to believe.
That's the next T-shirt.
The mind is a powerful thing.
That's right.
Thing.
The mind is a powerful thing.
It's not going to be on them Neuriva commercials for long.
Oh, yeah.
Neuriva?
The brain health ones.
Oh.
The mind is a powerful thing. That's where Si's headed to next. That's,
that's one of the points. That's one of the points in the book. No, I'm serious.
What's the point?
Is that, you know, is that you can think of stuff, okay?
I'm witness
and
to
look,
that.
You can think of it and it's wrong.
But it's more about, like, if you think you're sick, you going to end up sick. You can think yourself
well, you can,
in
oh,
bad
no.
health.
No, no, because, hey, I'll give you the example.
And if you if, think you saw a man take a deuce and a half tire off the side of one while it was moving,
oh,
you
no,
can,
no,
you can eventually believe it.
It didn't think about it. Nobody saw it. The evidence was there, and it never the truck never was under 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, and if you think you saw somebody carrying an engine block across a,
right,
a
no,
hole
no,
that was 200
sir,
feet deep.
Sir, that is on military record in the United States of America.
Oh,
that's
no, hey, that was written down, signed, and put in the books.
That's somewhere in the
I
archives.
Wish we had them books.
I'm telling you.
I'd love to read size.
Oh, no. No, that's why the lieutenant, the officer of the day, said, Robertson, are you really going to sign your signature on this? I said, hey,
you
that's what happened.
Betcha.
I
that's
just like,
what happened. So.
I just like to go and read what he wrote compared to what he tells.
Size file's got to be somewhere in Washington, D.C.,
but hey,
right?
He did ask.
Better be in the Smithsonian.
He did ask me, off the record, off the record, how do you think they pulled it off? And I said, well, it took 40 of them to do it. And I said, and hey, the one on the bottom was the really key to the whole operation.
Just like that.
He had 39 more on top of his shoulders, and that sucker was strong.
If they averaged 5 foot tall.
Oh, they're short. They're short, boys. That's right. They're short.
That pond was 200.
Oh, it was deep because, hey, I'd been putting carcasses in there. Forever, for 6 months.
Carcasses?
Yeah.
Vehicle carcasses.
Vehicle carcasses. Metal carcasses of deuce and a half.
I needed him to clarify
three
that.
Three quarter ton. You know, hey.
We've already been shooting 22.
There's bones
in
that there pond. The boneyard.
Well, let's take our last break.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And we'll get into some real stories.
Where
go
are you
ahead,
going?
Johnny D.
Okay,
where
it's
you
on
going,
me.
JD?
Hey, look. My man that sent you the Black Panther hat.
Yep, he sent you one too.
He sent me
That's
one
what I'm
too.
Talking about, baby.
And so hey, now yours, we're matching.
Yours has got Panther on it.
Mine says
got,
Panther.
I got the Latin version.
It says
Pantera.
Size looks a little more intimidating.
Yeah,
Size
but size, just like himself, has got more gray in it.
That's right.
That's right, boys.
Oh, those are different Panthers.
Yeah.
Yours has yellow eyes.
Size a little
about
bit.
That proves it.
Size a little bit
you
older.
You got a different Panther on your hat.
I got the friendly zoo panther. Anyway, we didn't know who sent it. Kenny sent it to Si.
Big Kenny.
Big Kenny. I don't know if he's big or not. Yeah. But he's from Wanata, Indiana.
Wanata.
And happy birthday to your daughter, Kenny. And thanks for the sweet hat.
That's the Indian word.
He's also a Black Panther believer. I don't know if that's true or not, but if he's going to send the hat, you're on our side. So
I believe.
I bet
Thank
I could,
you, Kenny.
I bet I could pick him out of a crowd.
I believe.
Because he'd be wearing a sweet hat.
Ronnie Dunn sings, says it better, I believe.
What? Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Yamez, or maybe James, from Wisconsin, emails in.
Jimmy.
We get a lot from Wisconsin.
We really do. Like the last
we really do.
Few emails, sharp as a tack, I tell you. He remembers everybody's. I thought that when I saw this one, I was like, man, Wisconsin really coming through strong. Go Badgers. Anyway, he could use our help. And thought we could answer this email. He's a police officer in Wisconsin.
Thank you
for your service.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everybody said it
be
before.
Be safe.
Me. But yes, be safe. He's happily married, has a 1.5-year-old son. That's awesome. Wife's pregnant. March of 2023, they're going to have another one. He loves where he lives. He loves his work. He has great friends, eats well, and he's really got a pretty good life. Doesn't have anything to be worried about, ungrateful for.
But
He used the word however, but so I like that. Lately, he's been having a rough time. He works nights, which has got to be tough. And even though I can go home to have dinner, be with my family for a few minutes before bedtime, I feel like I'm not home enough, or I'm lacking in being the leader of the man of the house. I've been on a journey of returning to my faith in Jesus. I've just been feeling low in my self-esteem lately. Like I haven't been doing good enough, haven't been paying attention to my wife enough, and that I need to be doing more. And this next part to me is important. Even though my wife tells me every day I do plenty and that she loves me. He's just asking for advice, or if we've ever felt like this, like, man, there's got to be. It just feels like I'm trying to do my best, but it doesn't feel like enough. And he asked if we have any go-to Bible verses for that. And I might have one or two.
Me personally, I've been where you're at, okay, because I was in the military for 24 and a half years, okay, and I used to tell my wife all the time, well, I'm not there enough, and I apologize for not being there. That's when she would break out the photo albums and said, well, here you are dressed up as a big giant bunny rabbit, you know, putting Easter eggs out for the kids. Here you are on a bus playing Santa Claus on with the kids, you know. So this is something you're doing to yourself. You're there more than you think, dude. Okay, ask your wife sometimes to break out the photo albums.
I like that.
And she can actually prove it to you. You're there more than you think. But you can make it better, okay? Because you can make a bigger effort to the time you do spend at home, make it quality time. Mm. Okay, that's the important thing. When you are home, be there fully, you know, with all of your attention. You know?
Yep.
Man's got to make a living, okay? You got to provide for your family.
Yep.
Okay, and all of us, I think, have been there. And felt, okay, well, I'm never around enough. Mm-hmm. You know, because it always seems to me I'm at work. Because that's the way it was when I was in the military. I was always gone.
Yeah, you know, that's got to be tough working a night shift. You're asleep, they're awake.
Then you come home.
They're asleep, you're awake. You know, it's got to be tough. But like Si said, when you do have time to spend with them, make sure it's quality time. Plan activities. Make the most of it. But Si's right. You got it. You got to make a living.
And I say this, it's always good to hear people wanting to do more, because it seems to me most problems arise when you get complacent and think you're doing enough.
Well, at least he's aware. At least he's aware of it.
That's generally when the rub comes in any relationship. I'm not talking about just marriage. That means your job. You get complacent and you're like, oh, I'm doing plenty. I don't need to be doing more. Things generally start falling apart about that time. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're aware and you're wanting to do more, that is a positive sign. I'm not saying that you need to do more by no stretch. You probably are, just like your wife says, doing enough. But don't hear that enough and then sit on your hands either. Yeah. Like, continue to want to do more, to try to do more, and whatever that looks like. Because I'm telling you that. That complacency is when things get bad. Generally, that's when a problem arises. So as long as the effort's there and the want to is there, I think you're doing exactly what you need to do when you need to do it right now and in this season, and you'll figure out when the next season comes where that needs to be. But I would say just, you know, hold the line, keep doing what you're doing, and you know, your wife will let you know if that is in fact. I've figured that out. If that is in fact the case, she will let you know. She will make you very aware.
One thing that helped me, I cut the cable off. So all that time sitting in that chair watching ball games, I ain't watched a ball game 3 years. I spend a lot of time with my kids, my wife and kids, mm-hmm. because of that. Just think how many hours you sit in front of a ball game.
At least three.
You know, blood pressure goes up for no reason. But, yeah, you can make some adjustments that will help that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Martin's spot on. It's, you know, here's your verse. In Ephesians 5, we're called to love our wives the way Christ loved the church, which is That's perfect right there.
Yep.
And we're not perfect. So to me, it's just striving every day to just do something else, do something better, which you're clearly doing. And I think the biggest advice I have for you is trust your wife. She's telling you you're doing enough, then great. Now keep trying to make her keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, wake up and say, how can I make sure my wife and kids know that I love them? And that's, and then when they're like, yeah, you're great, man. Quit beating yourself up. Agree and say, all right, I am great. I'm going to quit beating myself up, but I'm going to make sure they say that again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, James, I'm going to go ahead and assume you're a great dad and a great husband, and keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for sitting out all night, making sure we're all safe and the people of Wisconsin are safe, because I'm sure you get phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning that I wouldn't want to take.
Yeah, no.
So we appreciate you, man, and you do definitely stay safe out there.
Yeah, because we got a full moon coming, so be on, keep your wits about you, son.
Full moon. Head on a swivel, boys. All right.
Send us out.
Send us out? Okay. Yeah. So Si talked about how life sucked, and he brought up, what was it, James 1?
Mm-hmm.
So the verse immediately came to my head, and this is Jesus Christ, a guy from Nazareth that I know and love talking. John 16:33, he was talking to his disciples about the day that is coming, and he ends it with this: I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That's kind of the key there. You're going to have trouble. Life's going to suck sometimes, but in me, that being Jesus, you can have peace because he has overcome the world. If you're in Jesus, nothing can stop you. He's already won.
Yeah.
So just lay your head on the pillow at night knowing that.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see y'all next
time. That's a good one.
We'll see y'all next time. We're out.